This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 852. It's your lucky day. High-level idioms for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll learn 5 band 7 and higher idioms all about good luck to introduce any speaking answer, make the examiner smile, and give you an impressive vocabulary score. Hey, Aubrey, how's life treating you?
Oh, my heck, it's actually been ridiculous lately. I have had just some really terrible luck. Last night, I was trying to get to a volleyball game. I was supposed to sub for a team, a league team. So it's kind of a higher stakes game. And I got stuck at a light. There was a train, like a railroad crossing. There was a train crossing.
Oh, gosh, those take forever.
Yes, but I was like 15 minutes early, thought I had plenty of time. I waited for 30 minutes. It was nuts. The train went forward and then stopped and was just there for a while and then started reversing and the whole thing reversed again.
My gosh.
And then
what?
It was just stopped forever. And then it went forward again and they were unhooking and moving stuff or something. But what? Like 30 minutes?
Oh my God.
It was crazy and I couldn't go anywhere. I was just stuck there. So I missed
guys,
the game.
Today we are going to give you some vocabulary for good luck. And guys, luck does come up on the test. We're going to tell you what kinds of questions you might see for which you could use today's vocabulary. But sometimes, like that train thing, when life just takes control, right? And you feel like this is the worst. Like I have no control over these circumstances.
There's nothing you can do
in that moment to speed things up or like get past it.
Right. We actually talked about bad luck on episode 825. So come back to the blog. I'll link to that one. But we want to give you some good idioms, some expressions for good luck today, because let's forget about all the bad luck I've been having.
But no, like, okay, we'll get to the vocab in just a second, guys. And remember that when we do have these chats in the beginning, this is perfect model natural English, guys, stuff that you should try and do on the exam, right? So I also had a horrible day yesterday, just real fast. Okay, first, went to wake James up, like put my knee on the curtain and pulled it off the wall. And like the hook came out, just it fell, all this stuff. And then on the way to school, gotten a little fender bender.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is a great sort of idiom for like a little accident, like nothing hugely wrong. But again, like just running late already. And then now like dealing with insurance and stuff like that. So there's that. And then I went to take my dogs out in the afternoon and I like went to kick a ball for Ozzy. And like I pulled something in my leg.
All of that in one day.
In one day. Guys, these feelings of the universe taking control and treating you badly, right? This is why it's so important to remember, connected to IELTS, control what you can, right? Like, this could happen on test day. What if you spill coffee on yourself before the test? And like, who knows what life is going to throw out
at you?
Right,
if you're on the way to the test center and then there's a train. 30
right?
minutes you're waiting for this train to get out of your way. That's crazy.
So like the point is, guys, to control what you can, right? And that is why you need to prepare with experts like us for your IELTS test. So then it doesn't matter what happens, you will be prepared. Guys, I want to remind you real fast, we are doing a review contest right now. So you have a chance to win a level check, a live session with an IELTS expert from our team. We can tell you what kind of score you should expect on IELTS and how you can improve, all right? So one lucky winner will get chosen. Leave us a review for this podcast, guys. Wherever you listen, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen, leave us a review for IELTS Energy. And don't forget to hit subscribe. Okay, so let's get to some vocabulary for good luck, because we are turning this luck train around, yes, Aubrey. Right? We are going to manifest good luck.
I'm excited about that. And I love expressions about good luck. There's some really fun ones. And it's always fun to learn them in other languages. I've taught English in four different countries, and they all, every language, every country, all the students would have different expressions for good luck. They were always, yeah. How many countries have you taught in, Jessica?
I've taught in five countries, and yeah, you always learn like little bits and pieces at the very least of the language in the country you're teaching. And yeah, it is fascinating. That's because I love words. So yes. Anytime there's like this cultural sort of tinge on a phrase, like it reflects on the culture as well, right? Like why they choose to say certain words and not others. So same with our idioms. It reflects our culture. So what is the first idiom about luck?
So the first one is in our episode title. It's your lucky day. I love this one. Like, I want one of those.
It's so positive. I don't know if I would say this is an idiom because I think it's quite literal, right? But in the way that like we use it, it's not always like, oh, yes, today is lucky because something happened. Like this is more of a response to somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Especially if we do actually make an idiom and they're not having a good day, then you could be, this is like a sarcastic response.
That's true. Something's going terrible. Well, it's your lucky day. Sarcasm. That'd be bad.
So I could see this being useful in speaking part one or part two. If you are describing a problem or an issue, something unlucky that happened to you guys, then you could be like, so, gosh, I was just like, oh, great, Jessica, it's your lucky day. What else is going to happen? Like sort of turning it around and giving it that natural sarcasm, I think would be really great for the fluency score.
Yeah, I think you could also use this on the speaking exam and on any of the sections. If you're asked a question and you could just say, oh, it's my lucky day because I have so much to say about this. Like, I'm really interested in this topic, right?
Totally. So that's a great phrase, guys, positive or negative in a sarcastic way. I love this next phrase, beginner's luck. Beginner's luck is like when the first time you try something and you do really well, and it's not because of skill. It's just like, I don't know, this is something that happened. Like, yes. If I play pool, billiards, right? If I play pool, I suck at pool usually, but the first game, I always do well because, I don't know, it's beginner's luck. It's this weird law of the universe. But then every game after that, I do horribly because I'm not good at it. But so anytime you try something for the first time and you do well, but not because of skill.
Exactly.
It's called beginner's luck.
I see this a lot with like card games when it's sort of the luck of the cards that you're dealt. There's not really skill involved. And the first time you play, whoever, the first time they're playing, they're going to win. It's just they have beginner's luck.
You know, there's another idiom that comes from that saying, luck of the draw.
Yes.
Right? Like you just get lucky. And again, like not because you did anything correctly. It's just something great fell in your lap. Like you get the best cards, right?
Exactly.
So again, like this could be useful on IELTS, guys. And what if you take the exam without preparing and you do really well? That could be beginner's luck. Maybe you just got the right topics that day that you happen to know about. And then you don't prepare. And then you take it again and you do really poorly. I think I've heard of that happening to students before. All right, Aubrey, what's another luck phrase?
So this is one that my dad said a lot growing up. He'd say, I'd rather be lucky than good. And this is really related to this beginner's luck. Because if something is going well, if you're doing really well at something, something's just like, you're just lucky. Everything's going well and it has nothing to do with your skill. Then you can say, well, I'd rather be lucky than good. You're like, I'd rather be lucky than have skill at something.
That is so funny. That is not something that I say.
I hear that a lot, but it could be so like funny. Geographical. It's a very, in Idaho where I grew up, you'll hear that one a lot.
Interesting. Now, just the fact that I don't say it doesn't mean that the examiner won't know it, right? Because if I heard a student say this, I would recognize it and I would be impressed, right? This is very natural idiomatic language. And I want to make a quick scoring side note here, guys. Now, I know some of you may look at these phrases and think, there are no high-level band nine words there, but that's not the point, guys. Just having high-level academic words does not get you a high vocab score, all right? The examiner must hear idiomatic language, okay? And that is something that is in the examiner rubric, all right? And if I don't hear that, I can't give you a 7 or higher, even if you have other academic words. So, okay.
And I feel like a lot of these are excellent ones to memorize because they are so useful so generally. Like for almost any question you were asked, you can throw in something about it being lucky that you were asked that question, something like that.
Yes. That is a great strategy for how to use these, guys. If you just choose two of these that you like, you could use them to introduce any question that you are lucky you got, right? That you know a lot about. Like in part two, if it was like, describe the last time you had a bad day and then yesterday you had a really bad day, you could be like, well, you know, I'd rather be lucky than good because this question is perfect.
Exactly, right? And it's a little bit of a filler too to give you a couple of seconds to think about an answer. If you have one of these ready, say it, and then by the time you're going to be ready with your answer.
Yeah, totally. Hello, hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Just to remind you, we are doing a contest right now, a review contest. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. And one lucky reviewer will get a free level check with one of our IELTS experts. So guys, right now, leave us a quick review. Tell us what you like, what you want more of, and you might just get a free IELTS class with one of us. So right now, guys, leave us a review. All right. Let's do just a couple more awesome phrases here. Down on your luck. So this is the only one today that is only negative, right? But this is a great idiom phrase, guys. To be down on your luck, this would describe how Aubrey and I felt yesterday when it just seems like everything's kind of going wrong. And again, it's not because you did anything wrong, right? It's just like, you know what? Sometimes things go poorly. That's just like bad luck comes in threes is another sort of proverb that we say. Mm-hmm. And I guess three unlucky things happened to me yesterday. So that is suitable.
It was suitable.
So to be down on your luck just describes just you're having a day or a week or a phase where you're just kind of unlucky.
Yeah, this things one definitely... Just, yeah. It implies that it's more long term, right? If you've been down on your luck, it's at least like all day things are going wrong, or maybe all week,
exactly.
Or all year. Like I'm down on my luck, that it's not one thing that happened. There's some time involved here.
It's sustained bad luck.
Yes, which is the worst kind.
That's such a sad phrase. I like, guys, the idea that like even if you learn a negative phrase, you can turn it positive, right? You could be like, well, I'm not a person who gets down on their luck because I always maintain a positive attitude. Something like that.
I like that. Spin it.
All right. So what is this next one, Aubrey? Now, this is one that I don't really use, but I like the way it sounds.
I do too, and I do use this one, and I've heard it quite a bit. I love it. It's the devil's own luck, and this is like the best luck you can have. If it's just something sort of small and lucky happens, you wouldn't use this one. This means extremely good luck, which is kind of a funny expression, like to think that the devil is lucky somehow. Maybe he controls the luck.
I understand this phrase when I think about where it might come from or how it would make sense. And again, this isn't something that I personally say. This isn't part of like my sort of quirky idiom usage. But again, if I were examining you guys and I heard you say this, I would understand. Like, and I would still think, oh, 7 or higher for vocab. So like, Aubrey and I were actually discussing this phrase before we recorded. And this makes sense because the devil, right? The devil doesn't have to worry about being good or bad because, like, he's the one that punishes everybody. Nobody punishes him. Like, he's fine. He will face no bad consequences. So he could kind of always be lucky, I guess.
I guess that makes sense. That's probably where it came from. I'm kind of curious. But yeah, I grew up hearing this one a lot. And if someone was just really lucky, like if someone won the lottery, you could say he has the devil's own luck. Like it has to be something really extremely lucky. For sure.
Okay. I like that definition, guys. So again, this isn't for like a small, like, oh, I found a dollar on the street. Like this is like, oh, I found $1,000 on the street. This is something that's like super duper lucky. So just as a reminder, guys, where can we use this on the test? Well, we've been giving you examples for the speaking test, and I think there might be a cool writing task 2 question in here somewhere. And I know that I've seen this on the exam before, guys. What's more important for success, luck or hard work? That would be a very interesting argument essay, I think.
Yes, it would. It'd be kind of a fun brainstorm to come up with your reasons and examples. And you would definitely want to use at least one of these idioms to get that higher vocabulary score.
Yes. So guys, okay, 2 pieces of homework for you. 1, leave us a review. There are 2 reasons why you should do this, okay? Selfishly, so you could have a level check, a free Skype lesson with one of us, an IELTS expert. And 2, honestly, guys, it helps people find the show, all right? It helps people find IELTS Energy because we want everyone to succeed on their exam, guys. So leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. And then come back to the blog. This is episode 852. We want to see you use one of today's idioms in a brainstorm for that task 2 question. What's more important for success, luck or hard work?
Yes. Comment it, right? Let's see those. I love it. And I love to read the reviews. So a 3rd reason.
Yes.
So that I can read them and feel good about myself.
I know, right? We all need to hear kind words, you guys. And be honest, you know, if there is something that you would like us to do more or less of, just write it in the review, guys. It doesn't matter what you say. Everyone has an equal chance of winning. All right, Aubrey, I hope your week gets better.
Yes, I hope your luck changes and mine as well.
All right, talk to you next time.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.